Nearly 500 Haitian immigrants are currently being held in detention in Washington state, some in Tacoma and some in Yakima. That's according to a Seattle legal group working on some of their cases. These detainees are among thousands of Haitians who've shown up on the U.S.-Mexico border this past year. Jorge Barón is executive director of the Northwest Immigrants' Rights Project in Seattle. His legal staff recently met with the detainees in Yakima. Barón spoke with KUOW's Liz Jones about that visit and how these Haitians ended up here.
Well, the majority of them are people who fled Haiti after the earthquake in 2010, and many of them went to Brazil, and they actually were welcomed there, where they were given work permits so that they could, you know, work in construction. But unfortunately, in Brazil, the situation economically has gotten much worse, so a lot of them ended up coming to the U.S. because they had heard that people from Haiti were being given opportunities and a work permit. It's a little bit of confusion, actually, because people were given protection. People who had been here before the earthquake, there was a program called Temporary Protected Status that allowed them to stay and not be deported to Haiti after the earthquake. And so a lot of them had this notion that they were going to be allowed, just like in Brazil, to be given work permits and be allowed to stay. And that's one of the main things that we're seeing. There are some people also who had fear of returning for political reasons or for other reasons and who may be eligible for asylum as well. But most of them also had economic reasons to leave.
Can you describe how this group of Haitians ended up in Yakima, of all places?
Well, all of these individuals are people who came to the U.S. southern border and came to immigration officials. So they weren't trying to cross. They actually presented themselves at the border and asked for protection here in the U.S. But they've run out of space in the detention centers in the southern border, so they had to transport people to different places all over the country. There's actually thousands of them now that are detained all over the U.S. And there's, you know, over 300 at the detention center in Tacoma, but the detention center in Tacoma is now full, so they had to have this overflow, and they've, you know, contracted out for 150 bed spaces with the Yakima County Jail, and that's how they ended up in Yakima.
So you had some staff recently visit these detainees in Yakima. What was the purpose of that visit?
Well, our purpose was to be able to provide them an orientation as to their legal rights. And one of the things that we found is that they had had no access to anybody to explain to them what was happening to them or what the process was, what the legal options were.
And you said it was their first contact with legal help, and they've been here since October.
Correct.
Is that typical?
Well, it's not typical, but it's starting to happen more because people are being placed in locations where there hasn't been something set up. So, you know, in the Tacoma Detention Center, we have staff who meet there and who go in regularly to meet with people. So people will get contact pretty quickly. But the problem is that, you know, Yakima did not have this until, you know, a month and a half ago.
In general, how long do you expect these Haitians will stay in the Yakima facility?
There is a limit under our laws of how long people can be detained in these circumstances, which is 180 days. But sometimes people have to file legal cases in order to get released. And so one of the things that we're also monitoring is to make sure that they're aware that they have a potential to ask for release after that period of time.
Did your staff find out whether these detainees have been able to contact their families or loved ones back at home?
So most of them expressed that many of them had had difficulties doing that. A few of them did say that they were able to contact people and they were able to find out that, for example, some of them came with their families and they had been separated. So that all the men stayed in this detention center, but the mother and child, for example, the wife and child were sent somewhere else. So many of them were worried, and some of them have been able to make contact with them and find out that they're okay. But other people are trying to contact people back in Haiti or let them know where they are. And they wanted to actually make sure that people knew about this. They were concerned, actually, that this was kind of hidden. They were concerned that they had been moved to this area and kind of forgotten. And they were worried about the fact that they might be there indefinitely.
That was Jorge Barón of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. He spoke with KUOW's Liz Jones.